Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Sabbath services. This Sabbath is the Sabbath before trumpets, so we are going to continue our survey of God's Sabbath and holy days in the Bible. But before we do so, today there is the meeting of the G20. Now, pay attention to the G20, because this past 3 weeks, the stock market has gone way down, up and down, up and down. Same way with commodities and precious metals. And Europe is sitting on the verge of a debt crisis that may even destroy the euro unless they do something. And even our famous tax cheat, who's Secretary of Treasury, went over to Europe to try and help them out. And I've been watching all of this, listening to it, and looking at the patterns that have happened. So I will give what I think is happening, which is this. Now, may not be 100% accurate, but I think in degree it will be most accurate. Now, as I have covered with the stealth revolution in government and the stealth revolution in finances, stealth revolution also in religion, especially the Christian religion. So I think what has happened is this. Take the Committee of 300. They're the ones who run the world, and different ones come in and out of the Committee of 300. And understand what is happening with the bonds, especially in Greece. Now, all those who hold government bonds, especially the European bonds, know that one day they're going to have to take a haircut. Now, a haircut in financial language is, you have a bond worth 100 units of whatever, and the country or business or person who owes you that is unable to pay you 100. And you know that in order for things to continue, you have to settle for 50. Now, times this by trillions of dollars in bonds, times it by what's happening with Greece and with Portugal, with Spain, with Ireland. And the nickname for them is pigs. I don't know whether that came out of Germany or if that acronym is just in English. However, if they do not, in Europe, come together with a single federal government and make the euro a single federal euro and take care of the debt of these profligate countries, not all of it's their fault, then they expect the euro to crash. Now, they are not going to let it crash. If they do, then things are worse than we have thought. So I think driving everything down has two things in mind. Number one, this is in preparation for the coming haircut on the value of the bonds. There's no way they can have any kind of financial situation go on without forgiving debt. And even in the Bible, we have the 7-year release, don't we? And we have the 50th year jubilee, don't we? Yes, indeed. Okay. At those junctures, there is forgiveness of debt of various kinds. So God knew that debt would cause a tremendous problem to people because the borrower is the slave of the lender. And the lender, when they put on excessive usury, really puts them in a worse financial condition. Now, as I mentioned before, I don't know if I recorded it, but I'll repeat it for the sake that I hadn't recorded it. Greek bonds. Let's take the 100 unit again. They sell these bonds to investors. And because they have such bad credit, they charge them high interest rate. So the interest rate is, last time I saw, was 14.86. Now, they also have a discount. So when they sell them, they don't get 100. They only get 86 or 84, which means to the purchaser, in the first year, if they make their interest payments, he has already recouped 30% of his investment. So I think what they're doing with this is also preparing the world for a world currency. Now remember when the G20 started, 2008, one of the last things that President Bush did before he left office. And that was designed to bring all the leading central banks of the world together and for them to work in concert so that all the regulations in all banks everywhere in the world were the same. Now, so far, they haven't quite succeeded. So I think, number two, it's preparation for the coming world currency. It is to recoup as much as they can ahead of time before they have to take a haircut on those sovereign bonds. Now, there's a third reason for it. In order to bring the economies out, they are going to have to spend an awful lot of money, i.e., they have to print it. Now, when you print money, you cause inflation. So before they print the money, they have brought a quick, fast deflation so that when they print the money and inflation starts, then they have a cushion so that they will hopefully manipulate everything to where there is a recovery, and then they can stop the printing of money and hold back the inflation. Now, that's what I think they're doing. That's my own analysis of it. Whether right or wrong, you got it. It's recorded in perpetuity here. Okay? Needless to say, there is hardly a nation on earth that is not so far in debt that they cannot get out of it. How are we going to pay all the unfunded liabilities? Okay. Now, I don't know if you saw it on the news, but there was this town in Alabama, and it was for this city. They had pensions for teachers and firemen and policemen and, you know, city officials. Well, they ran out of money. So all the people who had their pensions who were retired, everything stopped. They all came to demonstrate before the city council. City council said, we have no money. We have no money. So everyone who thinks that if they just resist against redoing the entitlements, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, all of that, there's going to come a time, if they don't do something about it, and even if they do something about it, it will only be temporary, but there will come a time when the federal government will say, we do not have any money. But people have been living in such a false security situation, a make-believe reality for so long, that they are not willing to do anything themselves to try and correct the situation. Now, when you come to financially, as we have covered in Deuteronomy 28, since we are the borrowers, we're the slave of everyone else who holds the notes. And if they all come and demand payment all at once, which they could do, or sell all of our treasury bonds, which they could do, and no one buys them, we have no money. Because what we call money is not money. Every Every monetary bill of U.S. currency, regardless of denomination, says this note is legal tender for payment of all debts, public and private. Now, before 1933, it said this certificate can be redeemed on demand for 1 ounce of gold, or 2 ounces of gold, or so many ounces of silver. It was backed by real wealth. Today, it's what they call fiat money, and fiat money is make-believe money, and it's not worth any more than what you have in your Monopoly games. That's it. So we're going to reach a crisis in it, and go back over the two sermons that I gave, Aftermath 1 and 2, the coming global financial meltdown. We're almost there now. Now, the author of that book, I'll just mention here before we get into the sermon, the author of that book, Wiedemann, in his first edition told us, and I believe that we covered it here, that after everything collapses, and we have a world government, world currency, there will arise a leader who will have unconditional love. Remember that? Okay. I got his second edition. I couldn't find it there. Now, maybe I missed it, but I couldn't find it there. So I'm getting another first edition because I loan mine out, and sometimes I loan books out, and I forget who I loaned them to, and I haven't gotten it back. But I want that quote. And I think it's important that it is missing in the second edition, because what this author did, he inadvertently let out the secret of the New Agers, which is the same plan as the Committee of 300, all of this inspired by Satan the devil. To add one more thing, remember how I said that the Federal Reserve would have the ability to loan as much as $4.5 quadrillion? Well, guess what they did in 2008 for all the banks overseas and here? Because Senator Sanders, the independent senator from Vermont, put in a bill, and I guess they didn't see it, that the Fed had to report all of their activities in 2008 on the money they loaned to various corporations and governments. Guess what came out? The Fed loaned $14 trillion. Because, see, it's an international independent bank. $14 trillion. And Morgan Stanley got $390 billion. So we're looking at big time, near catastrophic things that can happen financially, all planned, masterminded by Satan the devil and his followers and those who do his bidding. Because remember, Revelation 12:9 says that Satan has deceived the whole world. We'll come over here to Isaiah 25. Isaiah 25. Let's see how Isaiah describes this deception. Now, Isaiah 25 is talking about the setting up of the kingdom of God. Isaiah 24 is talking about the return of Christ and the destruction of everything and shaking the heavens and the earth. Okay? But when Christ returns, verse 7 of Isaiah 25, and he will destroy in this mountain, that means beginning right there in Jerusalem, the face of the covering which covers all people. Paul describes that as a veil that causes blindness that is over the minds and the eyes of the children of Israel. And the veil that is woven over all nations. Now that's a perfect description of what is happening worldwide. All nations are involved. All people are going to be affected. That's why Revelation is written in the way that it has been written. That's what it's talking about. So those are my thoughts on what's happening with the financial world. So I think they're buying everything as cheaply as they can. I think they're going to have an upsurge. Remember, they make the money going down? When it starts going up, then people are going to want to buy it, right? So they make money going up. See? Bring gold up to $1,900 an ounce and silver up to $42 an ounce and copper up to $450 an ounce. Platinum up to nearly $2,000 an ounce. Now you want to make some money. So you know how to do it when it falls. And I'm sure they exchange between each other so that the market does it. And they end up getting what they need anyway. And so now they have driven gold down from 1900 to 1650, I think it is. Okay? Now it's going to come back up. Same way with silver and same way with copper and same way with platinum. So they make the money coming down, they make the money going up, and they become richer. See? It also talks about in Ezekiel 28 about Satan. One of his sins was the multitude of his merchandising. And then also the corruption of his sanctuaries. So we'll go ahead and take a little break here and end this session. And then we will get into the survey of holy days number 2.